The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 19th of April, 2008. It was on this day in 1943 an uprising in the Warsaw Ghetto began, the largest ghetto uprising of World War II. Hitler had invaded Poland back in 1939. Warsaw had fallen September the 27th in that year, after 3 weeks of resistance. There were about 300,000 Jews in Warsaw to begin with, but thousands more streamed in from small towns. Conditions were terrible in the city. Many people had to live on the street. There was a typhus epidemic. Daily rations were a little bit of bread, some cheese, some potatoes. About a year later, in October 1940, the Nazis announced the establishment of the Warsaw Ghetto. It was about 20 blocks by 6 blocks. They built a wall around that section. Jews were made to move into the ghetto, and all non-Jews were ordered to leave. Jews had to leave almost all of their possessions in their homes. They earned their living collecting rags and bones and tin and paper. Some of them worked in shops and factories set up by the Nazis. Others traded on the black market. There were fuel shortages in the winter, not much gas and electricity. There was pneumonia, influenza, bronchitis, and other diseases. Eventually, small resistance groups began to pop up in the ghetto. Underground newspapers were published in Polish and Yiddish. Secret schools were formed in basements and abandoned buildings. The resistance organized professional musicians to play music in the streets to, as one survivor said, turn Warsaw into a city of song. In the summer of 1942, the Nazis began Operation Reinhardt, the deportation of Jews from the ghetto to the concentration camp in Treblinka. From July to September, over 300,000 Jews were deported, leaving only about 50,000 in the ghetto. And when news of Treblinka and what was happening there came back to the ghetto, a group of young men formed a resistance group called the ZOB, which in Polish stood for Jewish Fighting Organization. They ambushed Nazi soldiers, stole their weapons, smuggled more in from outside. The leader of the group was a 23-year-old man named Mordechai Anielewicz, who organized underground factories for making grenades, bombs, and mines, and created a whole series of tunnels and trenches and bunkers. In January 1943, ghetto fighters opened fire on German troops as they tried to round up more people for deportation. And then on this day, April 19, 1943, the first day of Passover, hundreds of German soldiers entered the ghetto in rows of tanks, hoping to destroy the ghetto in 3 days. The resistance fighters fought back. When they ran out of grenades, they fought with kitchen knives and chair legs, whatever they could get their hands on. They held out for almost a month, and on May 16th, the revolt ended. The Nazis burned down buildings, shot many of the remaining Jews, sent the rest to concentration camps. On the 45th anniversary of the uprising, a survivor named Irina Klapfitz said, "What we grieve for is not the loss of a grand vision, but rather the loss of common things, events and gestures. Ordinariness is the most precious thing we struggle for, what the Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto fought for, not noble causes or abstract theories, but the right to go on living with a sense of purpose and a sense of self-worth, an ordinary life." Here's a poem by Joyce Kennedy entitled, "Who Will Know?" He wanted to stay. He didn't ask for much. He wanted to know what was going on. He read the paper every day. The world is like a sponge. It absorbs us. Mother was grieved with the nursing home. He said, "Kiddo, it's all right. The world goes on its way. Now that he's gone, who will know?" A poem by Joyce Kennedy, "Who Will Know?" from her collection Ghost Lamp, published by Laurel Poetry Collective, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.